Rock and Roll Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. Freddie Kiger is here. He is a trivia machine.
I do like trivia.
Especially when it comes to music.
But, I mean, you know what? You know, I get some people who call me up and go, hey, come with us to this trivia party out at the Carolina Club or this trivia thing up at out in Saxon Hall at the Eddie or what have you. Mm-hmm. And then you show up and, you know, you get humbled quickly because there's just too much trivia. You can't be an expert.
Yeah, exactly.
Every now and then you get something that, you know, you can kind of pull one out. If somebody asked me Civil War trivia.
Yeah.
I can hold my own there.
Well, somebody asked me rock and roll trivia.
Yeah, and same thing. Yeah. Yeah. We can kind of step in the box and have a pretty good chance of knocking one out of the park.
Don't have to do any preparation for that. No. You know, it's just in there.
Yeah. It's innate.
But there's so many other categories that, you know, I would be like if I ever watch Jeopardy on TV, I never do well with that.
Wow.
I used to
love watching that.
Yeah, it's a really good show. Yeah. But you got to be really smart to compete on that show.
It is. Yeah, it's kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
But we are doing Rock and Roll Tuesday today.
Yeah.
So we're in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, we're in our element today.
Yes. Folks, we're going to do a number one hit from 35 years ago.
35 years
1980.
Ago. 1980.
And folks, from the opening bars, you're going to just get ready.
I'm all about being easy.
All right. It had a 3-week lock on the top Billboard spot, named the tune and the artist. Ron, flip the song so you don't play the B-side.
Oh, sorry.
I got it
right now.
All right. Yes, you do.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Tune in, artist, here we go.
All right, folks, I'm dropping the needle.
Let's go!
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Kiger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Dum 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 dum.
And another one down,
and another one down,
another one bites the dust. Boom boom boom
boom boom.
Another one bites the dust. Queen,
Freddie Mercury and Queen. It was one of the most successful singles, and Freddie Mercury supposedly loved doing the tune, written by bassist John Deacon of Queen. It replaced Upside Down by Diana Ross at the top spot and stayed at number one until Barbara Streisand's Woman in Love.
Isn't that amazing, the diversity of music that's been on the charts?
That's the beauty of music.
Yeah. Wow. I always love that song, Another One Bites the Dust.
I distinctly remember sitting in the old WCHL studios over there down near Eastgate, and we were all getting ready to go do a Chapel Hill high school football game over at Durham County Stadium.
Really?
And I was filing a story, and I used a portion of Another One Bites the Dust because I think the Tigers were like maybe 6-7-0 at that point or something.
Yeah.
So I played off of Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah.
But I have just, as soon as I locked onto this question, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
WCHL. And we all loaded up my van, the Dodge van, and we went over to cover the football game for WCHL.
Well, you know, I don't remember that specifically, but music can really bring back, as you were talking about not too long ago, you hear a song, it takes you back to a certain time and place and to people that you were with.
Yep.
And you know, it's amazing how it evokes all those memories.
Love it.
Yeah.
Timelessness of music.
Exactly. Hey, man, that's why we love it.
Well, for sure. Hey, let's get together tomorrow.
Hey, let's do it.
All right.